Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed. Pick it up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Mazel for all those who finished the 9th parak. We now begin the 10th parak of Meseches Chulin, and that would be Hazroa V'Alechayayim. There's something known as the Matnas Kahuna, that the Kohen gets certain parts of animals. And this is, the Zroa is the foreleg, the Lechayayim is the jaws, and the Keva is a part of the stomach. And now the Mishnah tells us that Azor v'lechayim v'akeva nogim ba'aretz v'chotz, it applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. Rashi says, Mishum d'boi l'meimar, b'chulin avallo b'mukdashin nakalu, because it has to say with chulin avmukdashin, therefore it's started with this thing. But anyway, it says, Azor v'lechayim v'akeva, we said it's Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, b'fnei avay shlo v'fnais, whether we have the Beis HaMikdash or we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, b'chulin avallo b'mukdashin, when it comes to the area of it's only by chulin and not by mukdashin. Shehoya b'dein, right, something that's hektish, you don't give the Zohar L'chaim Akiva to the Kohen. Because you would have thought to say a Kavachomer that it would apply to hektish. Why? Uma im ha-chulin she'ein ha-chayim mechazav ha-shok chayim matanos. When it comes to chulin, which you don't have what's called the chazav and the shok. The chazav and the shok is the breast and the thigh. Right, the part of the right hind leg has to be removed from a shlumim and given to a kohen for him and his household to eat, and that doesn't apply on something that is chulin, it only applies to mukdashin. Rashi says, chulin eino chayav mechazav v'shok ela kachim l'chudayu. So then kachim shechayavim mechazav v'shok, kachim which are chayav as a chazav in the shok, that eino din shechayav matanos, then of course eino chayav with the matanos as well, with the zroa l'chaim and the keva. Tamaloma, therefore the pasuk comes and says, v'eteno sam. You give them, and which means only them. Ain lo ella masha amar be'inyan. Only what is written in the whole topic. The Rashi says, the pasuk says, ki es chaze hatenufa veshoka truma lakachtem his bnei yisrael mizif chishalmein veitin osam, which means just the chaze and the shok. But not the Zohar L'chaim and the Keva. Okay. Kol ha-kadoshim she-kadosh mum le-kavu le-kadesha. Let's say you have kachim, and they get a mum. The question is, what type of mum and when they get the mum? Right? Is it they get the mum? Is it a mum that lasts forever or something which is a temporary mum? That's one question. And the other question is going to be, is it something which is, it got the mum before kachim or after became kachim, after makdashit? So now we say, kol ha-kadoshim, anything in the area of kachim, sheh, kadam mum kavua like this. It was a mum kavua, a type of blemish that would never go away. And then you're makdish this particular animal after it gets this mum. It takes on kedusha, but only kedusha's damim, not kedusha's aguf. Not only the value, but not actually the body itself takes it on. And what's it then? V'niftu, let's say you redeem them, because you're allowed to redeem it, because they're a mum. Chayavim b'b'chor matanos, it's chayav in the area of Bechor and Matanos are given to the Kohen. An important point is to know that something is hektish, that the mother, the mama is hektish, then the Bechor does not become a Bechor. But in this case, because of the fact that the mum came first, therefore it is Chayim Bechor, Ube Matanos, and as well as the din of Matanos. Why also Matanos? Because it's considered like Chulin. We said, remember, Matanos would apply to Hektish, but this is because it had a mum before. V'yotzin l'chulin l'igazil of it, and when you do redeem it, and take it out of its kedushas dumb, and Rashi's like, they pidyonam, yoske chulin gemurim, I feel l'igazil v'ovid, mashenkin b'kadam ekadeshan es mumman, k'dil akamam v'asis, so we're going to see not like that if the Hektish came before the mum, right? Because then they can't go out to go ahead and shear and use its wool and to work it. But this one, you can do that. Again, so if you have something that had a mum kavua and then you were makdish it, so it doesn't take it on that thing, and therefore when you are podet, everything is going to be like it's chulin. You could use its wool, and you could also put it to work. So the offspring and the milk can be mutter after the redeem. And if you shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not going to be chayef, right? You can't shecht kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's then you have what's called karis. But this doesn't apply to this particular animal over here, and therefore you're not going to be chayef if you did it outside the Beis HaMikdash, even if you did it before it was redeemed. Ve'enos and tamura, it's also not going to be good tamura. Tamura is when you have an animal that's kadosh, it's kadosh, and you say, I want to transfer this kedusha onto another animal. What happens is that original one retains its status, and the new one takes it on. But over here, that doesn't work. Rashi says, ve'enos and tamura, filo kodem pinyonim, even before the pinyon. Of course, the first time, two of me, Karo, If it's bad from the get-go, it doesn't make tour. And if they died before you redeemed it, then you could still go ahead and you could redeem this after it dies. Even it could only be used for dogs. We don't do such a thing. This case is different. Except, what does it mean, except? That means is, even if the mum came before the hekdesh, it still takes on kedushas haguf. Full on kedushas haguf. Okay, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, kol shekadam hekdesha this woman. But let's say you have that any of them that the hekdesh happened before the mum came about, or mum over kadam hekdesha, or there's a mum, but it's a temporary mum that came before they ended up going ahead and were makdashit. Well, la'achemika nolo that mum kavua, and then only afterwards it got a mum kavua. So that is that. It was a hekdesh, makdashit first, and then it gets a mum. So as kedushas haguf, and then as a mum, it makes it no kedushas haguf as a carbon, or it's a temporary mum, and then you're makdashit, and only afterwards you got a full one, v'niftu, and then you redeem it. You came along and you were poda this animal, peturin min habachora, umin habatanos. They're pater from the law of bachor and from matanos. Right, because now we're talking about that it was hektish, and we said that when something's very hektish, it doesn't have then these two things. And they're not able to go back to the original state of chulin to be able to be used to take its wool, shear its wool, and to go and to work it. It's still usher from these things after they're redeemed. And the vlad and the offspring and their milk are going to be also even after they're redeemed. Outside of the Azara, they are going to be chayev for it. Rashi is going to preach this layel, but dukin shabayin v'kodim b'yonim has some sort of cataract in this before it was redeemed. V'osin tamura, and they also do work in the realm of tamura. They're going to work. Rashi is kodim b'yonim before your podet. Tichsev tov bera or rabitov v'im mesu yikrevu, and if they yikavru, I'm sorry, and if they died before being redeemed, then they have to be buried. Rashi is mesu ma'atzman yikvru, yikavru. Omishum de ve'ina and ha'amad v'aracha. Omishum de ein poda and zakachim la'achil meklavim. Either because you need amad v'aracha in order to go to be poda, something has to be stand up and evaluated. Here it says, so can't do it. Or because the reason is that there's no ein poda and zakachim. You can't be poda kachim to go and to give it to be fed to animals. Now, we started off, says the Gemara, we discussed in the Mishnah that it's only by chulin and not by kachim that you give the zor l'chaim, the keva. And you would have thought by kachim is kavachomer, well, if you have to give the chaz and the shok, then of course you have to give this also. And therefore the pasuk comes to exclude it by saying the word osam, that you don't have to give zor l'chaim the keva on a kachim. Says the Gemara, time is because of chaman osam. The reason why is because it has the word osam. Halav hachi, if it didn't have that word, then hava mina, I would have thought the kachim chayiv matanos, that they're chayiv in matanos. So you'd have to go and give it. Meaning zera l'chayim in the keva. In fact, the Gemara, but really, we don't even need that pasuk, because the only reason you have the pasuk is because of the kavachomer, but we could knock off the kavachomer, and therefore you don't need the pasuk. Ikal l'mifrach, we could have asked, we knocked off the kavachomer by saying, how can you compare this to chulin, unconsecrated animals, which are fall into the category of bechor, but kachim does not fall into the category of bechor? And that is something called a kalvachomer, something lighter and something heavier. If it's by something lighter, of course by something heavier. What if I told you that chulin that you thought was kal is actually the chomer thing? Because what's the chamir of it? That it's chayim b'chor, whereas kachim or not. And therefore you don't need osam anymore, because you wouldn't learn out this concept in the first place, that zera chayim and keva should be chayiv by kachim, because it's more chomer, maybe not. Says the Gemara, no. Tesi mischarim. Let this. Well, I'll tell you where we would have thought to compare it to, and that would be Tesi Mizacharim, right? This din, the Kal V'Chomer would have taught me that I'm going to be Chayiv and Zor L'Chayim B'Kiva as a Kal V'Chomer, that even though, right, because if it's by Chulin, which is less, it's by Kachim, which is more, by Zacharim, by male Chulin, you know why? Because there's no Sheiches the Bechor, because they don't give birth. It's only the females that do. Therefore, there's no area in which the male Chulin animals are going to be more Chomer than the Kachim one. And therefore, now that we have this, they're included in the laws of matanos, if you have to give it from the male unconsecrated, you know, chulin animals, we should say then clearly you should do it by the more chamer one. Therefore, you need the word osam to tell you not like that. Says Gemara, what do you mean mal zecharim shekein chayim marish legeis? Zecharim on, you know, chulin zecharim maybe more chamer than kadosh than hektish. You know why? Because chayim marish legeis. Marish legeis is the first of the geis of the fleece. That's a chumer that's found by them and doesn't apply to kachim. When you go and you shear the sheep and you start shearing off its wool, you have to give the first part of it to the Kohen. So it's a chumrah. And for the Gemara, mitiyashim. So, okay. No, we still need the word osam. You know why? Because we could have learned out the kal v'chomer from tiyashim, from chulin goats, which they don't fall into the category of. First of all, they're males, so there's no b'chor there. And also, Rashi tiyashim z'char, me'im behem lo b'chor, v'lo reish legeis. V'ilav osam mechayvim matanos bekachim kal v'chomer. Mitiyashim chulin from matayas, it's a chulin, a goat, a male goat. So they go, what do you mean? But that's more chamer because matayashim shekein nichtasim ledir lisaser. There's something known as meiser behema, and you have the newborn stuff that you have to take off meiser, and the Torah excludes kachim from this category. It says ha'asiri yeh kodesh, right? It means it's going to become kodesh that already was kodesh. Therefore, it's more machmir. So it's gemara mizakeinim. No, the reason why we need the word osam is because we were learned out from the zakim, the old male chulin goats. Whew, old males, they already took off the maizes over there. They don't have to do that again. And now it's a male, so there's no bachor. And they're goats, so there's no rachis agaz. What do you mean? But mal is zakim, zakinik, lasula dealis aser. I can compare it to the old animals that already went in to the. Like Shekei Nikmus, they went into that deer, to the pen, to be tithed. But the hektish ones, they never have to be tithed. You know what? Why we would need that? Because we learned it out from the Kal v'chomer from Milakoach v'yasom. We learned it out from a male chulin goat that was bought or orphaned, which is the same din of a kachim one that it doesn't have to take off maisos, known as maiser behemoth for it. Therefore, that one is more kal, and just like that one, you have to give the Zohar L'chaim B'keva, so you have to give him the kachim also, if not for the word osam. Now, this is a principle, an idea also, that if you buy an animal, then you don't have to do this thing. It's talking about if it's born into your flock, you do it. But if you bought 10 newborn animals from the market, or you got it as a gift, you don't have to give meiser behemah on such a thing. Where you learn it from the pasuk is, b'chor b'necha titen li, kein ta'ase l'shorcha l'tzonecha. Right, that is that if it's you give the b'chor, it's born to you. Now, frankly, Gemara, but ma'alula koach v'yasam shekein nechlasam b'minam l'dir l'saser. But there is their type, their min that does go in l'saser. Whereas by kachim, there's no min that does it. For it's more chamor. It says no b'minan kamart. That's your objection over here for the fact that it's a species that go in. But kachim nami b'minan chasam l'dir l'saser. Kachim also, its min is going to go in as well. So therefore, there's no difference between the male, chulin goat that's been bought or orphaned, or the muktash one. Neither one has to be given meiser, but the other species have to do such a thing. Comes out the kachim is more chamor, and therefore you need the word osam in order to exclude it from zora the chayayim v'keva. So now the Gemara says, but maybe we can actually flip the kal v'chomer. For you chulin chayavim mechaz of a shok me kal v'chomer. Right, why don't we flip it on its head and say, so we know that chulin you have to give zora l'chayim v'keva, and kachim you have to give mechaz of a shok. Why don't we say that chulin also is going to be chayav mechaz of a shok? Uma kachim shechayav matanos chayav mechaz of a shok. Then chulin shechayavim b'matanos and odin shechayavim mechaz of a shok. Kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, okay, I hear. But Amar Kra v'zeh yiyeh mishpat ha-kohenim. And this is, what is the mishpat? We go to the Kohen. Zeh in, which means this, meaning the matanos are given to the Kohanim from Kachim. Midiachrini lo, but nothing else. So now he says that we have a pasuk which excludes that whole thing. Says Rashi, the pasuk says, b'matnos chulin zeh yiyeh davar noeg b'chulin ve'ein echaz v'shok noeg b'hen. Right, so they sort of straight up to knock that out. So, but hold on a second. Ella, time of the kasher chaman hazeh. You're saying the only reason why you're taking this, you're getting it off the hook, that the manas kahuna. The reason is because the word zeh halava chiyav amin. If not, I would have thought that chulin chayav mechaz v'shok. I would have thought that chulin you also have to give chaz v'shok as well. can't be, though. It can't be that you would give the Chaz of a Shok from Chulin, Vobay Tanufa. Because we know the Chaz of a Shok needs Tanufa. Rashi says, Chaz of a Shok, Steve Tanufa Lefnei Hashem. It has to be, you have to do the waving. Heicha Linu Finu. How are you going to wave them in the case of Chulin? Iabroi, if you wave them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where it says Chutzla Hazara, it's going to be no good, because it says Lefnei Hashem Ksiv. It's got to be in front of Hashem. It's going to be in the Hazara. Beep, turn the page. And it's Chulin, it can't be bringing to Hazara. Kuf Gimel Amid, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. Iagavai, and if you wave them inside over there, then Kamayel Chulin Hazara, you're bringing Chulin into the Hazara. She says, Midi the lowest Avid Be the Torah Chavo, it's not for the Gavo, Hilkach Lo Efsa, therefore it's impossible for the Chulin to be subject to the din of the Chaza Beshok. Elazet Lamali. So there's no way of actually bringing this, so then therefore you wouldn't have thought that it's going to be brought. So Elazeh Lamali, why do I need the word Zeh? So the Gemara, Lichid Rav Chista, we need it for Rav Chista, Rav Chista, Amazik Matnos Kehuna, Osha Achlan, someone who damages the Matnos Kehuna. Rashi says, Kodem Shenas on the coin, before you give it to the coin, Shlicham, Laor, you threw it to the fire, Oliyam, you chucked it into the sea. Then what's the din? If someone damaged it. If you go and you damage these Kohanic Matnas Kohuna, or you eat them before you get to the coin, then put them in the Shalom, you're going to be put them from paying. But we're not stopping over there. Gufa Amar Rav Chista Hamazik Matnas Kohuna Osha Achlin. Someone who damages Matnas Kohuna, they eat it before they give it to the coin. Potter Milasham. He's Potter from paying. My time. Why? Eboy Seima. Either the reason is because the Chsib Zet, because it says this. The pasuk, when you look at the whole pasuk, it says v'zeh mishpat kohanim me'es ha'am me'es sofchei hazevach im shor im sev v'nosan lekoi nazro v'lechayim v'keva. Now, what's it referring to? It says v'zeh means a matnas kohuna. We understand that why Rav Chisa specifies matanos. You're right. What does that mean? It means that they're right there, v'zeh, and pointing to it. So it's only when it exists to give to the coin, but after it's been destroyed, you're not chayv to go and to pay for it. V'bayseima, or you can answer, mishum dehavali mamon she'in lo tovim. Right? This is money that doesn't have anyone who's tovei who's claiming it. The manas kuna don't have a specific owner who can claim. You can give it to any coin that you want, and therefore, no one's getting it. Rashi says she'in lo tovim, ain lo bailim chiyukol letovo beden, chiyul yachal lomer. Lo, he can just say, "Lekoin acher ani nosen v'lelacha." I'm giving another coin, not to you. Meyes ve'efrak the Gemara kasha v'zeh yeah mishpat kohanim. The pasuk says this will be the mishpat of the kohanim. Right now, what it means over here, usually the word mishpat means law. Over here, it means this shall be the due of the kohanim. Melamish matanos din. It's coming to teach you that matanos are a din. That these gifts are law, are can be enforced by judges. How does it follow? What halacha? Lav lo tziyam b'dayanim? Is it in order to be able to be motzi sing with dayanim? Which goes against the previous thing that the kohanim have no claimants, have no tovim. So the gemara lo lechol k'madayanim. All it means is that to distribute it from the judges. Rashi says dayanim omrim lo liyisrael lazet tena matanos shehu chaver v'al titen lazet shu am haaretz. Give it to chaver not am haaretz. And where do we know that you don't give matanos to the Amaretz coin? Shenemars, it says, Vayomer la'am liyoshim Yerushalayim losis benas kohan levim leman yechsu b'zor Hashem. He said, Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, the Chizkiyo says, you know, things are going down during his father's reign. There was King Achaz, and he wanted to flip things around to do things the right way. So what does he say? He says that people in Yerushalayim to give the portion of the Kohen and Levim so that the Kohen and Levim will hold firmly to the Torah of Hashem. And the fact that we consider it intended to support the Kohanim and their adherence to the Torah, we say, Kol ha-machzik b'Torah Hashem yishlo menas. Yishlo menas, v'shenu machzik b'Torah Hashem yishlo menas. Somebody who's holding up the values of the Lord Almighty, then they have a portion, menas, like a mana. And someone who doesn't, then they don't have a mana. They don't have a portion. Toshima, let's come again. Try to go to Rav Chista again. Rabbi Yehuda Maseir Omer. Mishpat, when it says the Mishpat of the Kohanim, Elamit Shamat, Tanos Din. It teaches you that it's a din. Yachal, if you look Chaz of a Shok Din, you would think that even the Chaz and the Shok, that the breast and the thigh is also a din. Tamil Omer Zeh. This one teaches only the Manas Kahuna are considered that Zor L'chaim Ve'Keva, and excluding the breast and the thigh, which are not mentioned here. Lamai, that's what is this referring? Ilim L'chol Kobedeyam, if you want to say, like we said earlier, it's talking about distributing them by the judges, that they can require one to give it only to someone who is, you know, to a coin that's not an Am HaAretz. Well, then, Atu Chaza V'Shok Laba Dayon Michlaku. Are the Chaza and the Shok, the breast and the thigh, not done by judges? Of course they are. So if that's what the Bais is telling us, then how could it exclude the Chaza and the Shok? El Alav Lahotzi B'Dayanim. Rather, the Bais must, when we're talking about removing the gifts and the owner's possession by the judges, which goes against what Rav Chisda said, they're saying there is a legal claim against it, saying that there isn't against that. No, as the Gemara, what are we talking about? The Asili Day, where the gifts had come into the possession of the Kohen, where they were given to the Kohen, and then they were stolen from him. Right? This is a case of property that has a Toveah. Right? So it's like you stole his clothing. Only in that case, where the gifts already belong to a specific Kohen, does the Baraisa give him the right to claim them in court. If it's the case that the gifts had already come into the Kohen's possession, then what need is there to say that he can reclaim them through legal ways? It's pashut. Of course he can reclaim through ways. The Gemara, the Asli Day, but Tivlayu. The case is that the gifts came into the possession of the Kohen in the state of Tevel, before they were separated from the animal. This is a case that the whole animal came in front of him. It wasn't separated, the different matanos over there. Because Sabra Haitana, and he holds, matanos shelo hurmu kimishir madamim. He says the unseparated gifts are considered like they're already separated. So they're the status of the gifts of the Kohanim, even inside the animal, which allows the Kohen to be able to acquire them. Rashi says, v'zacha bahen, right? And the Kohen is acquires it. Let's try again to challenge Rav Chisda. Remember, Chisda's din, he said that there's no tovin. There's no one that's tovea when it comes to the. There's no one that's tovea when it comes to the matanos tashma. Balabai shall you over. You have a balabai that's going from one place to the next. He has to go take lekashichavafei and maizarani for himself. Right, the stuff you got to take off. No tell, he can go and can do such a thing. Right, this is talking about somebody who's not himself able to take a lekha shekha and peya. The Mishnah is talking about a person who's traveling. He ran out of food and money on the way. Since he doesn't have any resources right now, he's allowed to go and take these things that are set aside for the poor. When he returns home, he has to pay for what he took, right? Because he has to pay the first poor person that comes to, you know, to take from him. Because now he's actually a wealthy person. You know, a wealthy person's not allowed to take lekha shekha and peya, but a person who is wealthy doesn't have the food with them right now, he can't, but he has to pay it back after the fact. So now, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, those are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. So we see from here that someone who takes parts that were meant for the poor has to go and pay back. So we see also someone who damages or eats the minus kunish also have to pay. What's going on? What's going on, Rav Chisda? Midas chasidus shanukan. No, it's midas chasidus. Right, if he's a pious person, he should pay, but he's not chayv to. Rashi says, im chasid hu yishalom. If he wants to pay, he can pay. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Amar Rava. Rava said, there's a problem with what just happened. Tana Tani Yishalim. The Tana of the Mishnah says he has to pay, which implies that he can be forced to pay against his will. V'atam Miz Chasidus. Shonagan, you say Miz Chasidus. V'atam furthermore, the Rebbe Eliezer, Lekam Eliezer, did we go ahead? Did we get up and challenge Rav Chisda from the same Rebbe Eliezer? There's no need to say that the challenge is based on Rebbe Eliezer's statement when it really came from the Chachamim of that Mishnah. Why is it that you are assuming over here that the challenge is from Rebbe Eliezer's statement, that Rav Chisda's answer that, yeah, the teaching Miz Chasidus was coming to interpret the words of Rebbe Eliezer? There's no reason to think such a thing like that. It's more reasonable that the challenge was from the Chachamim in the Mishnah, in which case the problem was inserting Rav Chisda's answer into the Braisa that doesn't come up. Right, there's no need to say that based on Rebbe Eliezer's statement, when in fact maybe it was learned from the actually the Chachamim. Elami Seifa, rather the challenge of Chisda comes from the Seifa of the Mishnah, which cites the Chachamim's response to Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim, they say, Ani Shahaya, He was a poor man at that time when he took the part of the poor. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay when he comes home. The Chacham imply that time of Adani, the reason is because he's poor when he took it. But if he was rich at that time, he'd have to pay. Amai, why would that be? Let it be like the case of damaging the gifts of the Kohanim or he eats them, where Rav Chisda says you're going to be potter for paying. So we learn out from here that the din, that the Chachamim, that one who unlawfully takes parts that are set up for the poor or for the Kohanim does have to pay. So what do you say to that, Rav Chisda? I'm Rav Chisda, Midas Chasidus, Shanikan. No, it's just Midas Chasidus that was taught over here. Even though we had said that, Chachamim are mashal, the rich person who takes is obligated to repay, this doesn't mean that they can force him to do it. It means if he's pious, he has to pay to fulfill that is chiyuv v'dinei shamayim. Okay, challenge number 4 in Rav Chisda. Tosh Shema, minayin lebalabai shalchol peiros av tefillin. Where do we know, like on the pasuk, that if a balabais ate his produce when it was still in a state of tevel? Right, we're talking about the balabais here, he owns the stuff. And we're talking about a non-kohen who has to take off trumas and ma'asos from his stuff, but he ate it while it was still tevel, which is before he took everything off. And also if a Levi ate it when it was still tevel, because he has to take also Meiser Sheini. Meiser Trumas Meiser he used to take off. He's taking off the Kohen. Then he does have to go and pay. They, being the Kohanim, do not desecrate the holies of the children. He shall not do that. That they shall separate. Ein lecha ben ele mishas harom ve'elech. By saying that they shall separate, the pasuk is telling you that you, the Kohen, do not have monetary rights to them except for the time of separation and forward. Hamishas harom ve'elech mi'amishalim. But that is mashma that from the time of separation, the Kohen does have the rights to these things, and if it gets damaged, he has to pay. He has to pay the Kohen. Amai levi kamazik matzis kuna ol shachlan. Why do we say that's what it's talking about over here? When Rav Chisda says you're going to be off the hook. And for the Gemara, Hachanami here also, beep, turn the page. Kuf Lamet Aleph Amet Aleph. The Asuli David Tiflayu. The case is that the portions given to the possession of the coin in the state of Tevel. Because of Haitan, he holds Matanos. Shalom, Commissioner Madamia. Unseparated gifts are considered as if they're already separated. And that's where you'd have to pay over there. But not Rav Chisda's din is still alive and well. That is going to be putter to have to pay, you know, these type of things if it's not owned yet. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Continue on next time with the continuation trying to knock off Rav Chisda. Until then, I'm going to show you all a great day.